Bow hunters are some of the hardest working hunters there are. Most of us work hard all year long just to get a couple weekends or burn our vacation time to sit in a tree. And just like the American blue collar worker, we're trying to balance work, family, faith, and a little time for ourselves in the great outdoors. Now let me introduce you to Trollco Clothing, a brand built by blue collar workers for blue collar workers. Workwear, comfortable tees, hoodies and hats for both men and women, Trollco represents the hardworking American. So whether you're operating heavy equipment, wrenching on engines, or in a factory living that shift life, Trollco has your back, literally. Head to trollco.com/hunting. That's trollco.com/hunting and enter the discount code Empire25 for 25% off of your first order. Trollco, for the hardworking American. This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
You saw the game-winning play once, but have to replay it 3 times on the way back to the hotel. Because some moments don't end at the buzzer. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
Welcome to the Missouri Woods and Water Podcast with our first...
What the hell's happening?
What? Fucker took my job.
You do it then.
No.
Go ahead, bud. Finish it up. You already kind of ruined it.
I didn't ruin nothing.
Welcome to the Missouri Woods and Water Podcast. Our first YouTube recorded video in studio only. Everybody wave.
As Micah said before, it's your basement.
I think studio basement.
Pat was the one who said it.
Somebody said it.
We got Andy, Micah, Austin, Pat here. And tonight's show is sponsored by Yuengling Flight. And we all, before we hit record, are trying to guess what is in Andy's.
Some type of bourbon. We've decided that.
Andy's got a gay-ass Stanley Cup. That's what he's got.
It's a brewmate, and it was free.
This is camo.
Do you hear about that story, that dude, like that... was coming out of the store, wanted to buy a Stanley Cup because that's what he's used his whole life. He had like the original thermos Stanley or whatever.
Right.
And he's like, wait a minute, I can't buy this because it's a girl thing now? They're like, yeah, you're not cool enough.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're doing what Carhartt did. Used to be Carhartt was like a working man's. Now it's,
18-year-old beanie boy.
Yeah. Kids wear it or whatever.
I get it.
Trying to make it popular or whatever.
Yep. I don't know. That'll happen on them government jobs. Yeah. But tonight's show is our ATA recap show, I guess you'd call it. And let's see, us two went. Yeah. Micah, you went.
Yeah, Micah was there. He was way better looking, but he was there.
Way better looking.
Lost a few
pounds. Austin was Micah.
A few inches.
At ATA.
And then definitely a few inches.
We snuck Pat in. He had a ticket, too. Yeah. But so us four went, and Micah didn't get
to go. The dedicated members went.
Yeah, the dedicated members.
That was a low blow.
I love this. I don't ever
want to get shit for farming and missing a podcast.
You will.
You're going to get shit.
You will.
You
will.
I mean, you know, this is what matters.
Sorry, guys.
Us doing this.
Sorry, guys. I gotta deliver propane. I can't make it.
Oh, I'm not happy about the situation.
Damn it, Bobby.
I'm not happy about
it. He said, I almost quit my job just to go to ATA.
Jesus.
I didn't go that far. But after this week, because, I mean, if you live in Missouri, you know that we've been hit by Arctic storm.
Yeah, it's like -3 right now, isn't it? It's
been terrible, dude. And I've just been...
Almost texted you guys. Hey, FYI, like the driveway sucks,
dude.
Yeah,
you're like pad out front is dude. Skating rink,
and like so last everything night is. It snowed again a little bit right. And it blew its ass off.
Mm-hmm.
I have a drift freaking 4 foot tall when you guys turned in. And I'm just like that was not there last night before it started snowing.
That last podcast that you didn't come to because you know you're dedicated. I had to hit his driveway like 4 or 5 times before I could actually get in because it was
I tell you about so the much. Amazon driver?
I mean, some no. people are a little more intelligent
dude,
than
so
others, you know.
That last Saturday when it was colder than death after we got back from ATA. So we get home at like 5:30. We left to go do something. We get home and there's a freaking little like Chevy, I don't know, like
Cruise
a tiny
or something.
It was like an SUV, but not an Equinox, like a tiny,
so like
tiny
a Trailblazer.
One.
Then
no, small. I don't know what it was.
I don't even know if they made.
Maybe it was a car.
Small.
I don't know, but it was. He was stuck at the end of my driveway, so I get out of Becca's Yukon. I'm like, hey, what's going on, man? Dude has no gloves on. Has
trying
been,
to rob you.
Has been stuck there for 30 minutes. And I'm like, dude, what happened? He goes, well, I pulled in and I delivered the Amazon package, and then I tried backing back out of your driveway. I'm like, why?
Because you put some goofy-ass
like,
posts
like, dude,
up your driveway.
Turn around and drive forward and just, you got to hit this, bro. You got to hit it. And he's like, well, can you just go get your truck and can you just push me out? And I'm like, there's not a chance in hell that I'm going to damage your vehicle with my truck
dude.
To get you out of here. I said, but they make this thing called a tow strap that I will.
And there was probably nowhere to hook it up
so
to.
So I'm like, get under your car and... The snow's like this deep, and he's having like dig into it. I'm like, is there something there that you can hook to? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. So I go get my truck. I back it down the driveway. I get him hooked up, and he stands up. I stand up. I'm like, okay, now I'm going to take a video.
And then they had to jump out of the snow so they could see each other.
I said, now I'm going to take a video with my phone, and you're going to say, I do not hold you liable for anything that happens right now.
You made him do that?
Fuck yeah. I didn't know the dude. And so he's like, okay. And he's like, whatever happens, happens. I'm like, okay, good enough. So I pull him straight out. And then pull him out. He stops, and I'm like, now, go up to my driveway, turn around, and when you get here, go.
He runs into the
you gotta go, bro.
Go to the east.
And so he does, and I'm just like, I mean, I felt bad for him. It like, he's out there, you know, on a Saturday night. It's freaking -4 degrees out there. He apparently doesn't. He did have a shovel in his car. Because he was trying to shovel himself out.
He'd been there before.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, dude, like, I feel bad for you, man. And for a freaking probably set of toothpicks my wife ordered or some shit off Amazon.
Right.
You know, like.
I would have told Amazon that's going to have to wait. It's delayed.
Yeah.
I heard people were, like, getting, like, phone calls from Amazon. Be like, hey, if you want your package, you got to meet me here.
Dude. Yeah. So they called my wife.
Yeah, that's going on.
Last week or whatever, whenever all that stuff was, or all the storm was rolling through. We're like, hey, we're, like. There's snow all over everything. We're not going to go and leave it on the front porch. Where do you want it? And she's like, well, can you open a car door that we unlocked and stick it in there? Like, no, we're not allowed to touch your vehicles. She goes, set it on top of the Tahoe cover on the truck. It'll be fine. Yeah. So they just left one set on the truck.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it was something dumb. That was like $3, so who really cares?
I'd get fired because I wouldn't be getting out of the car. I'd be sitting now.
I'd be like the damn, you know, paper boy throwing that crap out.
I forgot to tell you the best part. This dude has his son with him helping. His son never got out of the passenger seat of that car the entire time.
Like, was
that I was there.
An older kid?
No,
or?
The dude was probably like in his mid to late 50s, and the kid was like our age area. I'm like, you gonna help your dad, dude? Like, his dad, you could tell his dad's hands were done. And my, I got cold, and I was only out there for a few minutes. I didn't touch no snow. It wasn't my car. You freaking fix it. And so, like, it was, I felt bad for him.
What a guy.
Dude, some people.
I pulled his ass out.
Some people don't get it. When we first got the snow, it was on a, like, we got it that Monday night. Tuesday, I was on my way to work. I couldn't go my normal route because the semi got stuck up on a hill. So I had to go back road it. I picked up one dude who was at the bottom of the hill. I was like, hey, okay, I'll give you a ride. So I gave him a ride, which I screwed up because then I looked it up on Onyx. He actually has a pretty good hunting property. I kind of screwed up there. I should have asked him for permission. But anyways, so then I drive around.
I got you held hostage here.
Yeah.
While I got you, sir.
While I got you.
Let me tell you about the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
And then I go around, get on the outer road, heading in, and there's a lady, and she's just in the middle of this road, just spinning her tires. So I'm like, hey, you're going to have to back all the way up, and you're going to have to get momentum and try to get up it. And she backs up to just the bottom of the hill, and she just tries, and she makes it like, you know, 10 feet. I'm like, no, you got to back all the way up. And she maybe backed up 5 feet then, and I'm like, okay, where do you live? She's like, I live at the top of the hill. I'm like, just get in my truck. Let's go. So I ended up giving like two people a ride home. People just don't know how to drive in this stuff. It's crazy.
Get it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, let's do sponsors real quick before we get into the meat and potatoes of this. So, Weber Outfitters, they were at ATA. We hung out with them Thursday night. Is that right?
Thursday night.
Thursday night, our first night there. So go over and see the folks, Adam and Josh and Kirsten and all the folks over there. Who else was there?
Can suck it. Let's be honest.
I thought Josh was a hell of a nice guy.
No, Josh can suck it.
He was a pretty cool dude.
The new Micah is awesome, is what I heard. I heard Micah got a text.
He texted me at like midnight, whatever night that was. You know, I didn't read it till the next morning, I don't think. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, man? And then it dawned on me, oh, yeah, Austin's me or whatever. Yeah.
He said your reply was, yeah, Pat's a nice guy.
Yeah. I did that on purpose because I had a feeling.
I figured as much.
I had a feeling that you were the one that had my tag, but, you know, whatever.
Move that. There you go. Oh, okay. Not all the way.
Yeah.
But yeah, go see the folks over at Hawk Point. I need to text Adam to see how that.
Yeah, I'm curious how many teams because that weather was brutal. Was bad,
well, the one that was local had eight teams.
Eight teams.
Three Coyotes won it. Three Coyotes and Bobcat.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So check them out. Athlon Optics. Austin rocking the T-shirt.
Let me go.
They were also at ATA. We stopped by and checked out some stuff.
Drake wasn't at that one.
Drake wasn't, but Dustin was, and two other dudes. I forgot their names off the top of my head.
Aaron was one of them, because the only reason I remember Aaron is because...
He's already better than you were for us.
I've about got a free thermal.
You got a free one, huh?
When I went to buy my thermal, I had cash in my pocket, and he brings it out of the back, hands it to me, goes, here you go, man, good luck. I'm like, hold on a second, I need to pay for this. We ran the corner, he goes, you realize you probably could have walked out of here without paying for a thermal. It's like, yeah, I ain't doing that to Drake.
Don't be calling him out on that, man.
Oh, no, it was a big joke. Drake and I were laughing about it. Everybody's laughing about it.
He used to work there.
But we did play with the thermal there at ATA.
Yeah.
And
I learned some new things about some settings in there I'm going to try on mine. Yeah, get it going.
I was messing with mine the other day.
It is January 19th, and I haven't sighted mine in yet.
Same.
But, this weather is not making it conducive for us doing that.
Yeah, I got to find ammo because I have one round left for what I sighted in on.
That's not
good. What gun did you put it on?
I ended up putting on 6.5 Creedmoor. It's
bolt, I'm assuming.
I hate 6.5. But yeah, it's a bolt gun. It's a Ruger Predator. That's about all I'll buy anymore. But yeah, it shoots 140 grains really good, so I put it on soft points for deer season. Started looking at it. I was like, I don't want to be on a soft point for coyotes. So I switched back to the match ammo, and it took me like four rounds to sight in, and I've got one left. So it's like, one coyote's dead if I don't miss. But
nice.
Yeah, have you tried the 95 grains?
Yeah, my gun hates anything light and fast. It doesn't like.
Really?
Yeah. Which whatever.
I want to make you try the 129s because mine shoots the 140s and the 129s identical.
Well,
mine likes the 129s too.
Really?
So you might have better luck with those.
I mean, I'd love to get on a 129, hey, something Pat, smaller. Because
you hear the 6.5 guys talking now, they just like started.
Listen,
he's a 6.5 guy.
That's what I'm running to.
Funny thing. Should I leave and let you guys circle jerk each other?
Dude, the Like it's I bought it because I needed something that I knew.
Do you guys need a couple minutes?
When my wife pulled the trigger, it was dead, and I wasn't something I could find and I didn't have to wait on. And because that's 6mm, like that's what I hunt with, and it's great and all, but you got to know what you're doing. Like if something with big headgear comes out, you got to know, okay, I can't just pull up and shoot the deer. You got to put it outside of the shoulder blade, back in the ribs, and get it killed. Because, I mean, it just the ballistic tips on everything 6mm, you can't shoulder punch them. It doesn't work.
Right.
So,
awesome. Yeah, Athlon Optics, that was a long one. But, hey, they're good stuff. Camo Fire and Black Ovis. I ran into Jace, who is the buyer for Camo Fire, as I was walking through. He was a cool guy. So check them out, camofire.com. Download the app, Black Ovis. Use the code MWW10 for 10% off. Heard that they're going to be carrying a lot more trophy line stuff this year.
Oh, nice.
If everything goes to plan. So it's a good place to get that stuff, and you can save 10% on it. Free shipping over $50. Buy a couple trophy line things. You'll get that pretty easy. And now would be a good time to also do your custom arrow ID builder. Just saying. It's January. Get that stuff done.
I still got plenty of arrows, so I'm not worried about mine.
No, me either. I did not mess any up this year, I don't think. I might have lost fletching on one of them.
Yeah, shoot some of them.
God, I hate you.
I lost one to my squirrel.
You did. That tree.
Did you lose that arrow?
Oh, yeah. That arrow went all the way into the tree. Yeah, all the way in. You tried to get it out.
I tried to get it out, and it was already fractured. It wouldn't have been.
Have I not showed you the video of him climbing the tree?
Oh, no.
I videoed him climbing all the way up to get the squirrel because the squirrel was impaled in the arrow, which was impaled in the tree 15 foot up. He had to climb and get it.
The squirrel was on the ground.
Oh, no. It was in the tree still.
I love the commitment.
Yeah.
There you go.
And I videoed him. I might have to release that.
Hey, that nocturnal knock, though, I bet you for about it was at least 3 weeks
still running.
In my truck would still have a light to it.
Nice.
Yep.
I bet it was probably longer than that because you and I coyote hunted at least 4 or 5 times since then. And I get him like, damn, it's still on.
Mm-hmm. No, it
was faint, but
I need to release that. On X, use the code MWW20 for 20% off. Mike, I need to get on your On X and make sure that guy's property that you gave a ride home is good. And then stop back by and you go, remember me?
Hey, remember that time I saved your life?
Remember when I saved your life?
From walking up that hill?
Give me that property.
No kidding.
Huntworth Gear, we ran into our buddy there with Huntworth, Nate Sellers. Use the code MWW15 for 15% off, and they are actually running.
They got like a 20% to 50%
sale.
Yeah. Well, there's a sale on every single item that they have.
And it varies.
Dude, I've been wearing my
Between 20 and 50% off. Winter clearance event. I don't know when it ends. Go to huntworthgear.com and find out. That is a minimum 5% better than our code.
Right.
And at maximum, 35% better. So that's on every item that they have.
Their heat boost is so money. Dude, I've been wearing the vest this whole time, you know, with this cold weather with work. It's awesome.
We went out, what was it, Sunday morning?
No, it was Saturday night.
It was a night, wasn't it? It was Saturday night.
Yeah.
And did a set. It was negative, like, 17-degree wind chill.
Yeah, it was negative 5 was the actual
temperature.
Negative 5
real temp. Yeah. We made about a 45-ish, that long, maybe 35, 40-minute stand. I was heat boosted up, man.
Dude, I got to get me some heat boost stuff because I don't have any of the heat boost stuff. And I was layered up big time. I looked like the kid from A Christmas Story.
Yep.
And I got cold.
Really?
Oh, yeah. But I didn't. All I had was outside layer stuff.
What?
They need heat boost socks.
I thought you said they had them.
There's the only thing that did not there that got cold on me was my toes.
Hey, Nate, if you're listening, I think we have an idea for you.
I got an idea. I'm gonna.
My toes are my problem, too.
I got an idea for Huntworth, too. And I'm going to pick your guys' brain about it later.
It's strictly confidential.
Yeah, sure it is. So check them out, huntwithgear.com.
They can't make your crotch spawn.
Alps Outdoors.
Well, it's as cold as it is. I mean, what do you expect?
Looks like a box turtle all of a sudden.
I saw on Facebook today or something, this guy's got one of those tiny little ass screwdrivers.
I've seen that.
He's like, it's really cold outside. This is my screwdriver now.
This used to be a full-size screwdriver.
Alps Outdoors, check out. Use the code 2023 Woods Water. That has changed. I can't remember what it is. I'll post it. But there is 30% code with them. And I was just going through their catalog
that's
for
like
this year.
Industry best code right there, boys.
Yeah, it's you're not going to beat that code.
Dude, listen to all the organizations that they support. Ducks Unlimited, NWTF, RMEF, Whitetails Unlimited, Delta Waterfowl, Quails Forever, Pheasants Forever. I don't even know what that one is. QUWF. National Deer Association. Don't know what that one is. Boone and Crockett. Keen's Net. Don't know what that one is. HS. I can't even read some of these, but there's like 20 freaking organizations that they help sponsor.
They help a lot.
And then always one of the biggest sponsors of the youth deer hunt in tournament that – not tournament. Hunt that we have. Not we have. That we help sponsor in our area. They do one over on the St. Louis side of the state. They do all kinds of stuff for people in the outdoors.
Were they at ATA?
They're Missouri customers.
No, they were not.
Okay. I was going to say, I looked for them. I didn't see them.
Yeah, they might have been coming, like, just one of the days, but I never heard from them. And so I figured they didn't. But they go out to SHOT Show, I believe, every year.
Yeah.
So, excuse me. So check them out. Zamberland Boots, ZamberlandUSA.com. Those take care of us well. Reveal
cameras.
Wearing
those Luxes.
Luxes? Cold. Which ones did you wear at ATA?
Luxes.
Is that what those were?
Yeah. Because I normally, like, wear... like cowboy boots, and that sole obviously is super slick. I was like, all right, that ain't gonna work. So I started wearing those to work and everywhere.
Reveal cameras by Tacticam. I actually got a modeling picture from a coyote the other day.
Dude, I got a pretty coyote out on my place. I want to go.
He ain't necessarily pretty.
Good thing you guys get shots of some somehow.
It's a nice like white background with a coyote. Shut your mouth, bro. But yeah, Reveal cameras by Tacticam. Check them out. They're terrific. I've got several cams I haven't touched in 3 months that are still running running. In this cold. I do have a bunch that are dead. But
those lithium batteries are nice. You can just go swap in and out.
Yeah, yeah. The camera that I have a solar pack on. Let's see how he's doing. Pretty sure it is still at like 100%. Which one is that? 100% battery. I haven't touched that since July because it's got the solar panel on it.
I got the solar panel. I just need to get it up.
Yeah. Don't take very many pictures anymore, but hey, it's not the camera's fault, you know. And then last but not least, our buddy Habitat Works, Dustin Williams. We got some good ideas for shows this year that he's thinking about. Having another good year with him and going to be some good shows. So give him a call, 816-752-7390. Free consultation. All you got to do is call him. Or email them. There's our sponsors.
Let's ATA, talk about boys. ATA.
Mike, are you just going to be the MC and ask us a bunch of questions?
I mean, I can.
Who are you talking to? Are you talking to Micah 1 or Micah 2?
Old Micah.
I like old Micah.
He's older.
But I'm new.
But he's new. I'm fresh.
A breath of fresh air.
The original Micah, gotcha.
The OG.
OG.
How old are you?
What is in the
36?
Cup? You got to tell us.
How old are you?
What kind of whiskey's in there?
35.
Oh, okay.
Elk.
I was going to freaking guess that because I was like,
it's the whiskey from the elk trip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still have that?
Well, we didn't kill nothing.
We opened it last Saturday.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
Any good?
It actually is really good.
Is it just straight whiskey on ice?
I'll buy it again.
Was that just for warmth reasons?
No.
after your Saturday and Sunday went, I figured it was just for warmth reasons.
No.
Man, just, yeah.
Football game was on and... I was like, you want a drink? Enough. I said, yes, I do.
And I was out of Jim Beam.
There you go.
All right, so when did ATA start? Y'all went down there Thursday, Friday.
Wednesday was like their setup day and like a little bit of stuff for them.
There was
like,
some stuff.
Didn't they have like a vendor-only deal?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. Because in the past, like we went last year.
Although Andy brought something up on Thursday. Because
I did.
Yeah, remember like we were talking to that one vendor, and they're like, well, you guys aren't even supposed to be here today. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure we are. And then Andy's like, you know, come to think of it, I've not seen a single other press badge.
So our IDs, had press on them, like in black, and everybody else had a blue or a red. It said vendor or manufacturer or distributor.
I thought they opened it up.
That's what the email said.
The email said they did, but I'm not sure if I read the same email because I bet you for 3/4 of the day I did not see another press person.
Well, you just got a, head start on everybody.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
So that worked out good.
So, we left Thursday morning like 6 a.m., got there about 9:30. And
Nate couldn't figure out where to park. So we toured a parking
garage. No.
Then he couldn't figure out how to get out of the parking garage.
I parked in a place that we could have parked. We decided to move.
It was just going to be like, what, $40 a day to park there?
Right. Yeah. And apparently...
And not overnight.
Yeah. Not overnight. So we went to our hotel, and they're like, oh, you can go park in the parking garage here.
Which the parking garage for the hotel was farther away than the parking garage that we pulled into
originally. Yes, it was.
Nice. How far away was the hotel from the center?
Like, just right across
the street. It was like a three or 4 minute walk.
Oh, nice.
Like if you walk out of the front door of the hotel, it was right there.
We went from the ATA, not the garage.
Oh, right on.
The garage was 3 4 minutes.
The garage was like 3 4 minutes.
My bad.
Which the day we left sucked ass because it got cold and windy.
Shit.
Going back to the.
Excuse me.
Luckily, we didn't stay where Weber stayed.
That's a good thing.
Well, they were in an Airbnb.
Weber?
Yeah, they weren't even staying in the place we met them at.
No, they weren't staying at the Hilton.
So why did they make us walk 15 freaking miles?
Because that's where they were.
Hey, we're just right over here at the Hilton. I look it up. I'm like,
well, really,
it's in Illinois.
We did all but swim the river to get to them, but we took the long way. Like, our phones took us the long way.
Scalebush Stadium wall, walk through stadium. Shit.
Because when we got ready to go down the elevator, Andy and I looked like, there's our hotel right there. So we went straight down and just went straight that way.
Yeah.
It saved, what, like 10 minutes on the walk?
Yeah, we kind of went the scenic route. Although the way back,
the way back was a little sketchy.
I mean, I figured you guys knew, but like I was going to message some people that I knew was going to go and be like, hey, just so you know, this is St. Louis.
Right.
You might want to pack a little something, you know, in the waistband.
I got the car to leave. I'm like, oh, I did not bring a gun.
Yeah. St. Louis is a little sketchy, if we're being honest here, if nobody's ever
been. He's got a bad knee, and he's a really big target. So I figured if I hide behind him and kick him in the knee, I can outrun everything that was a problem.
Hey, just St. Louis folks. That was Micah, old Micah, that said that shit.
Sorry. Hey, you know. They know.
Yeah, they act like they don't know.
Yeah, they know. They know where they live.
Half the people we met from over there that were from St. Louis, like, hey, you all know you shouldn't be walking down here, right?
You guys realize it's midnight and y'all are walking around.
Honestly, I didn't see nothing that was. I mean, there was some where the one spot we walked through on the way back was like, okay, yeah, this is a little messed up, but it really
nothing
was
fine. Kansas City don't got.
Nothing. Yeah, I was about to say nothing Kansas City don't have.
See, I don't like walking around Kansas City though.
No,
I'm just a little country.
That sound like people.
Yeah. I just don't. Yeah, I'm not. I don't like cities. Not my thing.
I don't like cities.
But
the streets confuse him.
Back to just the
not
show.
The streets.
Yeah.
But so got down there Thursday. You open the doors.
I thought they were going to kill
me. Where the press is here.
Yeah, the press is here, bitches. No.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to kill me right off the bat because my first JTA, I walked straight down the aisle. I stopped at like the first booth, which is Osprey. Oneida bows.
Oneida bows.
Yeah, the lever bows.
Oh,
the lever bows.
We didn't make it 2 inches. Oh, and they were for sale.
Yeah, and you could buy.
We could have bought them. I thought about being like, dude, let's just buy.
They had that left-handed bow there. Oh.
Yeah.
But don't you have one already?
I do.
So you just want another Oneida. One?
Yeah. I mean.
Oh, yeah, you got the.
I got the Vader.
Vader, that's right.
They about shanked me whenever I said that.
Oh, she did. She was like, you motherfucker.
I didn't know you could cuss at that thing, but she did.
She's smart. No, I'm just kidding.
She did. They were super, super nice people. I did not know that they're made in Missouri.
Yep.
Really?
Oneida Bows.
The company
Oneida
started
Bows.
Up north, like either
up
Michigan,
in like Michigan or Minnesota, yeah. One of the two.
They're in Springfield now.
They moved their manufacturing into Missouri.
For people who don't know, those are like
lever bows.
They're lever bows, and they're really like they're awesome for setting up for bow fishing.
They are probably the number one as far. They're like the. None of us shoot that bow anymore, so I can't say that.
Say it, Matthews.
They're like the Matthews of lever bows.
Yeah.
You got it on right now.
Like, the name brand, like.
Yeah, top of the line sort of thing.
Well, and really from
I'm
talking
pretty sure,
to
like,
him,
doesn't Tim Wells, I'm thinking Tim Wells.
Vader's like the elite. They're quality for value.
But talking to them, like, everything, all their selling points are legit because they're set up to where if you knock the string off of it, you can literally fix it right then and there on the boat and go back to fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was saying she drew back on a fish and hit her bottom limb on the side of the boat and just uncorked her bow, and she put it all back together.
Yep. How tiny was this lady?
Well, one of
they weren't big. Yeah. They were Nate size or smaller.
If you're hitting the bottom of the boat while you're drawing, I mean, I guess depending on the boat.
I cut my string that one time on the side of it.
That's true. You did.
But okay. Now that we're talking about this more, I'm pissed off that why did we not go back and buy two?
I've seen a couple of people.
We should have just got him one.
No kidding.
Because she said they would sell them.
Yeah.
Did she not?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that wrong.
No, she said that they're letting go of a couple of them.
Damn it.
I mean, they're up there. As far as, you know, price goes.
Did she say how much they were?
No. We never asked.
She said something
like
about
a grand, weren't they?
I want to say she said that they retailed for around a grand, but they had a show special going on.
I guarantee.
So you probably could have bought one for $600-$700.
Like,
you know?
I guarantee you, if you would have went there on, what was the last day? Saturday. If you would have went there on Saturday, you can clean house.
Did we get contact information?
You got a card.
Yeah.
Somebody got a card.
If I did get a card, it fell out of my pocket because, one of the four times.
Like every time you got one in your pocket?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
100%. Their media girl actually lives in Clinton.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But if I did get a card, I lost it because I have all the cards right here, actually. Right here in my little stack of shit. And there's it. Oh, yes, it is. Terry Ivey is the GM.
Let's make that happen, boys.
We have to get some bows from them. Yeah, we're going to have to do it.
Because, I mean, me and Andy have bow fishing bows, but you do not.
I thought I had one.
Well, you can take mine, I guess. Because that was definitely my bow, right? I mean, that was kind of the deal, right?
Wait, how does that work?
What do you mean?
Does it adjust down to a youth size?
Sorry,
some of them quit. I'll be nice.
Youth bows, I think.
Say it with your chest when you're going to say it.
I said some of those were youth bows, I think.
They probably were.
Dude, I wouldn't be mine.
So, anyway.
I would try taking one of those.
I felt like that conversation. Well, that's what they're talking about, most of them, like for deer hunting and stuff.
I'm pretty sure that's what Tim Wells uses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've said that twice now.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anybody heard
But anyway, I started talking, and they were very friendly and talked. I mean, we talked forever.
Yeah.
And then I look around, and these guys are like, all right, there's a... 3,000 more places to go, Andy.
We've been here for 17 minutes, and we've made it 10 feet.
So,
There's
a lot of cool stuff we didn't stop and see. There's a lot of educational stuff I noticed.
Well, we didn't shoot a single bow.
Yeah, we didn't get to shoot a bow.
It's not even something I thought about for some reason because I was I was focused on saddle shit, to be honest with you.
No.
Yeah. And then, but.
Really?
So it's like, didn't even think about shooting bows. Plus, I'm not getting a new bow.
I know. That's the thing. Like, there's a lot of people out there that, want to get a new bow every year. And I'm just like,
were you happy with
mine?
I love Josh. And he's like, I got this new bow. I'm like, dude, I'm not getting a new bow this year. You know what it took for me to get a bow this last year? There's not a chance I'm switching again.
Yeah.
I'm happy with it. It ain't. There's not anything that's going to come out that's so much more earth-shattering about, the bow than what I have now. It's going to continue to ride.
I don't blame you.
Can't do it.
Pat, what do you think about the whole experience? This is your first time.
It was neat. I looked at a lot of different broadheads.
Did you find any that you were like,
ooh. Found a couple that I'm probably going to purchase to play with.
Let's see what you think.
What do you think? Which one are you talking about?
So, I used to shoot the Strickland Helix.
Yeah.
Well, it got bought out. Strickland got bought out by ABB,
I think. You were on that fast.
Yeah, because they came out with a four blade. It's a single bevel four blade.
So
they're all two blade bleeders.
It's a two blade bleeders, and even the bleeders are single beveled.
Huh.
And I shot a doe with.
They're offset, right?
Do what?
So they'd be offset. So it is a technical. Like how? So.
Normal like two blade bleeders.
Two blade bleeders.
It's essentially just a two blade bleeders, but because I shot the original two blade.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I shot my first elk with. I shot a doe with it this year just because I had one in the quiver. I'm like, might as well send it. And now that they add that four blade, I might buy a pack of those just to play with them, see how they shoot.
I'd be curious I wonder if Lusk has tested those out.
Because,
ABB bought
them. I did not look up the ones he's talking about right now, but I did look up, and he might mention them, but I did look up two other companies that we looked at their broadheads. He tested the ones that I'm thinking about going to this next year. I did not. Oh, the other ones aren't even out yet. The you might be talking about the Tolu, the one over in the innovation system or section.
Oh yeah. That had the 3D
the one that was twisted.
The one that was kind of twisted, mm-hmm. but all one solid piece.
That one interests me too.
Just except for the $130 for three of them.
Yeah. How much?
$130 for
three.
$129.99
I thought you said seven there for a second. I was like, no, what?
Three. It makes Iron Wheels seem cheap.
Yeah, but it's...
Although Iron Wheels went up too.
Everything goes up. There's a twist in the... It's a two-blade.
In the
it's
blade.
Solid construction.
Dude, I guess it's all right. It looks like an arrowhead. Yeah. Like an old Indian arrowhead.
Caden has the thing I...
But it twists.
There's a twist in it.
Yeah.
It's different.
I'll text my son, see if he can bring it down to me. I gave it to him.
I would think you'd have a hard... I would think that'd be really hard to tune.
I mean, the thought is if your bow's tuned, it should fly fine.
Well, sure.
And with the arrowhead twisting...
The same direction.
They think that you get a better spin.
Right.
And better stabilization.
When it goes into the animal, it continues to spin. And he showed us one
like
of the
bone would pry.
Gel test things.
Yeah, the ballistics gel. That was pretty cool. It showed that the bone channel.
That channel was like fairly large.
Well, it shows you like that channel twisted. Andy. And it's not. It wasn't single bevel, was it?
Just so you know.
Yes.
It was?
Yes.
Okay, I couldn't remember. I just texted my wife to have Caden bring me that, that little...
3D printed one?
The 3D printed ones that they were handing out because they're not
the prototype yet. Stuff.
Prototypes.
Oh, okay.
Magnus came out with a single bevel, but I only saw it
in... Where were they at?
Not too far from that Buck Op stuff.
No.
I don't know. I was wandering around.
I think you know a guy there now, don't you? I'm pretty sure you do.
I do. I do. I might have to make a couple connections.
Nice. You are kind of like a broadhead guy, though.
I played a lot of different ones.
Yeah.
Just to see how they shoot. And then all the ones we got to play with that are in my house, I forgot to bring your guys's.
The wreck?
Yeah.
You got my head?
Yes.
That's what I'm probably going to try this year is the wrecks, R-E-K, wreck broadheads.
I have mixed emotions on it because it's not a cut on contact, and I'm a big fan of cut on contact.
Yeah, but do you see that chisel?
Yeah.
The chisel tip on it?
Man, I'm not a big fan of the chisel
tips. Like a freaking cinder block going in there.
Yeah.
I actually saw a video today of them shooting.
Well, it
a
tested
block.
Amazingly on Lusk Archery.
Did it?
Both their mechanical and their fixed blade, which I think is called the FX4. They both got like really good grades on Lusk Archery. That chisel tip barely bent when shot into a cinder block finally. Everything else it never even curved or anything, and then cinder block blunted it a little. So I'm like, ooh, so that thing's stout. And what's cool about them is the modular design. I'm never going to do this, but there are people out there that want to save a lot of money. And you can use the FX4 and their mechanical. I can't remember the name of the mechanical. The one that's the 1.875 cutting diameter, which is their
which
oldest.
Are getting like over 3-inch cuts out of.
Right.
You can just buy the blades and have the fixed blade and the mechanical blade on the same broadhead. So all you do is changing out the blades. So all you got to do is buy blades and not the entire broadhead. I'm not a guy that's ever going to do that. I'm just going to buy the broadheads. But there are people out
is
there
it,
like, hey, it's $10 cheaper.
Are there mechanicals? Are they rubber band? Or are they?
No,
like,
there's a
metal clip.
Yeah. Hmm. It's a little clip that.
And it breaks. So it's in the shape of like a.
Almost an S.
An S, yeah. And you lock it in, like you close it like you would
a normal
expandable, and then you lock it in, and then when you shoot, that thing is like super thin, and it'll break that clip.
Takes, what, 3 pounds of pressure?
I think that's what he said, 3 pounds.
Eight, maybe.
I'm intrigued by that, because like, I've been running those severs, and the issue that I have found
is the rubber bands.
Is the rubber bands, like mainly just putting it in my quiver. Like, if I'm not careful, I push it up too much, that rubber band breaks, and so, you know, you're
and I
done.
Think they send you, like, a bunch of extra ones, too, with it. But, so, like, this is the, people can't see, I'm getting on the computer and showing the guys. But, so, that's their fixed blade, four-blade FX4. And then it's a rear deploy. And then, I don't know if you can, there's a picture of just the clip, but.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, real deploy, and apparently they held up very well to the... So, what's nice is, like, the dude we were talking to there, he'll have 3 mechanicals in his quiver and 3 of the fixed blades.
He says that they shoot identical to each other.
Really?
Now, I'm assuming that's with a perfectly tuned bow, but...
Which you would hope to have. What else, Pat, do you think of anymore?
Broadhead-wise, I mean, there's a bunch of different mechanicals. I'm not a fan of mechanicals, so I didn't look too hard at those. I played with a bunch of releases. I think I'm going to go to a back tension release just for practice purposes. I probably won't hunt with it, but I bet I shot, because they had the little test deals to play the releases. I think I probably tried out 30 different releases.
Really?
Just... You guys were talking, and I walked off.
He did. He'd wander away.
We went on an adventure, and we ended up at release booths a couple times.
But just something to change it up so you don't, you know, get too complacent with popping the thumb button. And sometimes I get lazy, and I just start squeezing it off too early and not paying attention. And
But see, I would think that, like, you want to – hunt with what you shoot. I mean, don't you? Wouldn't you? I mean, I wouldn't want to switch it up just for hunting, just because, like, I want to get used to whatever I'm using.
It'd be more like, so some of the ones I shot were very similar to the same release I already shoot.
Which you shoot, the knock to it, right?
The only difference is instead of pushing the thumb button, I let go of the thumb and then just keep pulling.
Okay.
So, The only difference is that I'm pulling and squeezing, and then I'm just letting go and just pulling. Gotcha. So that's the only difference. Okay. To try to get you to pull through the shot instead of you know, pulling back and then just clicking with the thumb.
Right.
So something to more of a training aid, not something. Yeah, I'll start shooting. Something to do probably early spring into early summer, and then switch back to my hunting release and.
I stopped by the Trueball deal and checked out that short and sweeter that I shoot, because they changed it, and now it's a it's like they used to have a straight what am I trying to say? But they made it to where now you can change that trigger to be either swept back or straight out. So I wanted to see it.
Is it an adjustment, like, in the release head itself?
Yeah, so you just change a screw, and it either puts the trigger straight out or swept back. It comes back. It comes stock swept back, which is what I shoot, which is great. Because that's what I wanted to know. Like, well, what do I got to do to change this?
Right.
I didn't shoot a swept back trigger until I went to that Trueball. Because it was actually our dude Doug was like, dude, you're reaching, and you don't even realize it because you've been doing it for so long that you're out here. When really, all you want is that finger, you know, pulling back, and your back tension is making that pull.
Off, yeah.
Right.
So once I went to that, dude, I started shooting so much better. And I want to get a second one because I'm scared of the first one breaking.
Well, don't you have two of the one you have now?
Nope.
I thought you did.
I tried to buy one, and they didn't have it in stock. So I got my money back for it and still don't have it. So I want to get a second one.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I got to look at that.
Anything else on, like, the archery front that you guys know? Like, as far as archery goes, what was, like, the one item where you're like, oh, damn, okay, that could, you know, that there's some potential there. Was there anything that, like, stood out, or was it kind of like, you know, new broadheads, kind of the same deal? It's kind of hard to, you know, go too far away from the path on those.
Would that one thing count as archery, in your opinion, Andy?
Yeah, it would. It was on crossbows.
The Bodacious?
Oh,
you're talking about Buck Ops.
Yeah. But no, I know what he's
talking
about.
We'll talk about the Buck Ops here in a minute. Andy, or Nathan already told me about
the bow rest.
The Bodacious bow rest?
Yeah.
You guys were mentioning this before we were recording. I'm obviously in the dark. What's up with this rest?
So let me just say first, I don't know how everybody else was, but when I first walked up to it, I was like, this is freaking stupid.
Yeah, I had the same original.
Anybody else?
I was kind of like, oh, why would you need this?
Yeah.
And then the minute he goes, here, take it and hold it. And I held the bow. He goes, now push the button with your thumb because it's an air pressure.
Right, dude. Right on, like, where holding your bow, right where your lead hand would be. What's that called? Your grip?
Your bow arm.
Your bow grip.
You can put the little bubble trigger.
You
push a little air pressure deal, and it releases a brake.
It's a carbon fiber cylinder, essentially.
Yeah, it's a telescoping. So it's like two pieces of carbon fiber inside of each other, and it's got a brake on it. And when you push on that bubble, it releases. And so gravity, it'll just drop the bottom part of it to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute you let go of that bubble, it locks. So you can...
There's a brake.
Yeah, so say you draw and you, like the guy was explaining, he goes, say you're out west and you draw on a bull and it stops behind a cedar tree. Well, you just push that button and it drops, and all you're doing is holding your back weight. You're not holding the bow.
Yep. And you're completely, you're not shaking.
Yeah,
you're completely
steady. Yeah, the minute that elk or whatever would step clear, you push the bubble again. Well, then you got full access.
It's like a monopod.
Reminds me of the Primo's trigger
shooting stick. Yeah.
So when you're saying rest, see, when you said rest earlier, I'm thinking of an arrow rest.
No. It's for holding the bow itself.
So it's essentially
a
stick that's attached to your bow. Yeah. That holds the weight of your bow.
If you
up.
Could make a Primo's trigger stick for your bow,
that's kind of what it is.
Yeah. Okay,
here and it is. Right
it was
here.
Pretty. Cool. It'd be great for bow fishing.
Yeah,
it'd be awesome.
That's what the guy we're talking to about bow fishing. Like if you're standing there forever, you know, driving around looking for something, you know, instead of holding that bow, you can sit there have it kind of ready. And as soon as you see something, you hit that pressure release, and then. Pull back, let it go.
I'm you have lazy. To push it down.
I would be using that sucker to shoot with, and it would be
you push it, and it drops. That's how it is before it drops.
You push the button, it
releases
tension.
It weighs like 5 freaking ounces.
Yeah, really? there's nothing to it.
Now, I don't know if that's with the clamps, because the clamps looked a little bit bulky.
Yeah.
Or not the clamps, the mounts that go on your bow. But for bow fishing, like I'm like, dude, I could see where that would come in handy, because you know you're holding that damn bow forever.
Mm-hmm.
You just drop it, and you just let it rest on the ground.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Longer he showed it to us, like the cooler it became, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But
interesting. Yeah. I see it.
Mm-hmm. One chance, one shoot. TM. But
never mind.
Hey.
It might be on purpose. One chance, one shoot, and they trademarked it, so.
Well, no, in the other corner it said one chance, one shot.
Huh.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, okay.
But yeah.
I mean, that's different.
It was, until I got it in my hands, like, I was honestly. Like, I hope they don't listen to this, but no offense to you guys. I was honestly trying to avoid them because, like, that's kind of gimmicky. I'm going to keep on moving. And then they kind of cornered us and we started playing with them. Like,
oh, shit.
Actually,
because
I feel like there's no practical application.
Is that the thing that you don't know you kind of need for your bow, but once you're like, oh, that's kind of cool.
My only question
will
was,
I ever put it on my hunting bow?
Could I fit it on my bow with my quiver? I don't know if those pictures had.
I think it will.
I don't know.
Like, because you'd have to do
opposite. Yeah, because it's on the opposite side.
Yeah, it's on
your rest
side.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I wish those videos were like, you know, where we could see the damn thing.
I mean, I guess it takes out the reason to need stabilizers.
Yeah, he's got a quiver on right there.
Yeah, he does. Because that's on the outside. But the other thing that looks cool is like, see what he's doing right there?
No.
That one doesn't.
That one doesn't.
The first one did.
Like, if you could figure out how to make that to where you're on your animal, now you're solid. There's no, like, swaying side to side.
Yeah, that's what I was telling Andy. I'm lazy. I'd use that sucker to do that.
Will I ever put it on my hunting bow? Probably not. Would I put it on a bow fishing bow? I almost guarantee you I would, to be honest with you, depending on how much they are.
We're just sitting here watching this video, but,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's...
Yeah, it is on.
I don't know.
On the arrow side.
I mean, I'd have to.
I could see if you're 3D shooting and stuff. I wonder if that's
ain't that kind of cheating.
I don't know.
That's cheating, in my opinion. That's kind of cheating for a 3D shoot.
Why?
Isn't compound bow cheating compared to?
I mean, aren't the magnifiers on your peep sight cheating?
Depends if you're blind or not.
Yeah.
Real men hunt with Adelals, bitch. I mean, you know what's cheating, what's not. I'm just saying.
I don't know. I mean, it just seems a little. I don't know. I wasn't there.
No, you weren't. Real Micah was there.
You were there in spirit.
It's pretty obvious you weren't there.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Interesting. I mean, not saying I wouldn't.
That was probably the most, like, okay.
Maybe.
Like, that's the newest item, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Otherwise, like, an innovation section, there was, like, the broadheads we talked about.
Oh, I got
already.
My favorite thing in the innovation section right
there,
here.
Yeah, there was a cool, but it wasn't, like,
tree sticks.
Oh, I was
remember
thinking
them?
About something else.
What were you thinking about?
The stupid little fucking piss bottle.
That wasn't in the innovation section.
Yes, it was.
It was?
Yes.
Like, I feel bad.
That was fucking dumb.
Like,
sorry.
I saw that video you guys posted.
It's
just like, really? Really? You guys are going to, like, spend all this money for a fucking piss bag?
It's 2024.
People know.
All right. You spend the money, you buy that bottle, and I didn't do enough research of, like,
where
are you gonna
put that?
What do you do when you're done with it? Are you trying to reuse this thing? I should have asked research.
If you get thirsty.
What's the price point?
And you don't have
because
your water.
Because am I pissing in this thing and throwing it away?
Right.
Because I'm not
drinking my own piss.
But you're not going to
because
stick
it's sterile, and I like the taste.
You're not going to stick that thing in your dishwasher and try to wash it. So yeah, it's got to be at a price point. You're going to toss that thing away after you're done.
Right.
That's why it's only $4.99 plus shipping.
I don't know. I want to know what the price point
let's
was.
Let's find out.
Dude, I saw that and I was like, you got to be kidding me.
You're not going
like,
to
find
it.
There's enough like research and stuff out there that like you piss in the
it's
woods.
It's ammonia.
Yeah, you piss in the woods. It doesn't matter.
You're going to come up with all kinds of
I'm going to be on the porn site here soon.
You're going to end up on something you don't want to be.
The pisser. Hunting.
The pisser hunting disease? What?
How not to piss off others on public land.
Hunter piss pee on Andrew Hunter. Yeah, I'm not going to
watch that
it.
Video.
The truth about peeing on deer. Can we watch this?
No.
No.
All right. But yeah.
We don't need to spend any more time on the
no,
pisser.
We don't. But no, that was pretty rough.
I apologize if you invented that thing, but we do not approve.
Yeah. I mean...
Sorry.
But my favorite thing in the innovation system section was these tree sticks. So anyway, they're carbon or whatever he said they actually were. They weigh
magnesium and carbon fiber.
They weigh less than a pound, first off. And here's the coolest shit. See that right
15
there?
15 ounces.
That is an aider built into it.
Yes.
The same width as the stick. It pulls out, and if you don't want it, it just pulls up in the tubing. And see, that just keeps it up.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's there for the aider.
Four sticks, you can get 20 feet in the air.
They have a 17-incher and a 20-incher. I don't remember how much he said they were going to end up selling them for. You remember, like...
It was like $100 and some a stick.
125 or something?
Yeah, 127 right. or something like that.
And by the way, that ain't no more expensive than no other
any name
expensive
brand.
Name brand.
I'm excited, and you guys probably saw them, but the Trophy Line's new stick that came out.
Funny you should
and
say that.
The way that worked.
Because I was excited about these, and then we went over to Trophy Line. Line was like really close to the innovation section.
Yeah, they're right next to it.
And so we went to the innovation section first when we got back from, did we eat lunch and then went over there?
No, we went and got coffee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was day two. We went to innovation.
Yeah. Yeah. So we go over there, and then as soon as we're done in the innovation section, we go to Trophy Line, and they've got this new platform and sticks called the Hyperlite. And the sticks, like, when you grabbed a stick for the first time, you were expecting to grab metal, right? Like, heavy.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like
it
metal.
Is, they are metal.
They're
are
a type
they magnesium?
Of metal. Yes.
I don't know what they are.
I'm pretty
it's
sure.
It's definitely metal feeling, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, I was, like, expecting to grab, like, a two-pound stick, like the double sticks that we have now, the Trophy Lines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're 2 pounds. They're not heavy, but they're not, like, light. Dude, you grab those sticks, and it was like, oh.
You about to punch yourself in the face because you grab something. You're like, oh,
it's like nothing to them. And then they stack right on top of each other. They don't stack like this.
Yeah.
Straight on top of each other.
Super impactable.
Two or three different styles I saw that there's a lot of companies are going to the stack
changing
on top.
Changing the way
on
they attack, stack.
And that's I like that
so
a
you
lot.
Can hang it off your well, belt
on top of each other.
We went and talked to that was a deer stand deal that had the stand and the sticks all in one that could go on a backpack.
It was XOP because I'm a fat ass and the super light ones scare me because I think they're going to break.
You are not fat, Patrick.
And I'm scared of heights, so there's two things. I'm fat and I'm scared of heights.
And I don't like falling.
Falling hurts.
But yeah, and then the platform itself is, I don't remember. So the entire setup, four sticks and the platform, is 6 pounds. So I'm happy with my setup now, which is I've got the Onyx platform and the mini sticks. I can't remember what they're actually called, the double minis. And that's almost 12 pounds. That's half the weight of the setup I'm running right now.
That's pretty impressive.
Dude like me, like I'm just like, I'm not big. I don't want a lot of weight on me in the first place. That making it even lighter, I will be procuring those items when they come for sale. Or maybe these with the platform. I'll be honest with you because these are actually a little bit lighter. Let's just say they weigh
15 ounces.
I mean, they're 15 ounces.
Yeah. They're within 2 ounces of each other.
Of each other, yeah.
I mean, 2 ounces.
Yeah, it doesn't say where they are. But the aider option in this is so damn cool. And the aider, see, here's why I don't run an aider now. It gets in the way. It's something you got to, like, wrap up or have there. This aider is not in the way.
Stores up in there if you want it to.
If you don't want it, just don't run it. And if you need it, you want to get a little bit higher, pull it out. That's what's cool about these. So I could try them out. And they got a really cool logo. I don't know if anybody can see that, but that's kind of cool logo.
It's a tree.
And the way you put them on the tree, I thought was nice. I mean, yeah, just you wrapped them around, looped it, done. Mm-hmm.
So did it have like a ratcheting deal or whatever?
Neither is the hyperlite either. Yeah.
They went to a like an Amstel type deal. Yeah, then
it's like a X pattern that you'll do on the.
It's like once you start tie it, or you don't even tie it. Once you start looping it. The weight of it, I mean, even though it's next to nothing, it cinches itself.
Right. Yeah, right.
You pull on the stick down and it cinches.
Yep. Kind of like the people that mod their stuff, it's Amstel or whatever. Yeah.
Sure. I have no idea.
Nate nerded out on the saddle shit.
Oh, and we had Trophy Line on our show. I forgot. We had freaking Mr. President's brother himself.
That's right.
Robert Kennedy. That's his freaking name, by the way.
Is it really his brother?
Get the fuck out of here.
Mike at number two is a good choice. I'm just going to say it.
His name is actually Robert Kennedy. He was cool. We went, me and Andy did a show with him.
Yep.
Just a quick, like 29 minute show about like how saddles are kind of cool. Cause a lot of people don't use them yet.
Right.
And we were those guys. We hadn't used saddles until this year. Did you actually end up using yours, Andy? This fall?
No.
Well, but you see, like you've talked to us and listen to us talk about them, right? And you were going to.
I had mine in the truck on the way there. You're and yours like, fell off your waist. And I was like, all right, fuck that.
You're a little like me. Whereas, like, I didn't want to use mine until I went with him, and he kind of showed me the first time. And then once I was
I'm also lazy and like to sit down.
That's true. Not that you're lazy, but I like to sit down, too. But anyway, after using them this year, I'm like, okay, I understand what...
There's definitely a place for them.
And they're not like a new thing. It's just that they're starting to grow in popularity now.
Right. The popularity is coming. Cause
I know guys who were using them 12, 14 years ago, and, well, it didn't work out well for them.
What I love about it this year is me and him got a new property this year that there was not a single stand on. And I hunted that property hard. And I was in a different place every night that night. So this year I either hunted on the ground or out of a saddle. I don't recall being in a tree stand this year at all. I don't think I was. So it was either on the ground, and then once I finally went with you and you showed me how to do it the one time, then it was like, got it. Okay, this makes more sense. And if it can get lighter and quicker that way, it's going to be I can understand it. Now,
quickest? Have a whole bunch of tree stands.
They'll sit. if I've got a property like, you know, at your place, like I've got like what, how many? 8 stands on a 10-acre patch of timber.
Yeah, one on every tree.
But it doesn't mean that I don't need to be...
The wind shifted.
Exactly. Well, it doesn't mean that you don't need to be 20 yards that way. And that's where that saddle would come into play right then and there, too. Even on a place you've got a lot of preset, you know, presets in.
Sure.
So, that was cool. Latitude had some... I can't remember what it was called. They had one that I played with for a few minutes while I was looking for you guys.
Sounds like you're looking hard.
No, I wasn't really. I was like walking that direction. And I'm like, I'm going to play with this. And what the freaking hell was it called? So they've got that carbon one stick that they have too. Came out last year. I don't remember what it was called, but it was their platform. You know, it was a small platform that I was messing with, and I liked it too. I actually didn't mess with tethered stuff too much. I stopped and said hi to Garrett, who used to be on our network too. Oh, gosh. I can't remember the name of the show, but said hi to him for a minute, but actually didn't play with the. They've got a new stick coming out. I can't remember what it's called. But it's a little bit more stout stick. It weighs a little bit more, but it's made to be a little more stout, too.
It's a Pat stick.
Pat stick.
Did
you say a fat stick?
Fat stick. That's great. Anything else on like the bow front? I mean, it's obviously the archery show.
But I mean it's crossbow related, but that Buck Ops deal.
Dude, I'm not so sure I understand. Now, the more I thought about it.
I understand it. I just don't know if it's a great thing.
I think it's a terrible idea.
Right.
Like, don't get me wrong. It's an awesome product.
You can only put it on a crossbow right now. Or a very lightweight, small rifle.
It's apparently designed for a crossbow.
Correct.
Why?
Because it cannot handle recoil.
But it's also designed as a monocle or a binocular.
Right.
I think there's two different models.
Yeah, there's three.
Three. Oh, there is.
Yeah.
There's a scope,
four.
A binocular.
Scope, binocular, and binocular.
Oh, okay.
But
those binoculars would come in.
Basic. Oh, you think?
So
that's what I'm saying. Like,
so it comes in.
But basically, we're thinking of it for coyote hunting purposes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. First off, break it down. What was
okay,
it?
Okay. So what it is? It is designed to where it is not infrared and it is not thermal. What it does?
No artificial light.
It
no
takes
batteries.
Chair just moan.
I'm sure it has.
No, it's a chair of the kids or.
I'm sure it has batteries of some kind because you have to turn it on because it grabs light and forces the light into it. It's a husband and wife were sitting there showing it to us. It was the day before they released it.
He said they can get hot.
Oh, really?
I think he said mentioned they have some heat in it.
There's heat shields in it.
He told me that, he showed me a video on his phone. He just pulls it up. It's 10:30 at night, and you're looking out. You can tell it's a full moon, and you can see probably 20, 30 yards, but you can't tell what anything is. And you got this. You can see this image inside the scope, and it's bright as hell. He goes down. He's looking out there. He's zoomed in as far as he can zoom. He drops it down and zooms it back out, and he's looking through the scope. And there's two deer standing out there at like 300 yards. He's zoomed all the way in, and they look like they're 20 yards.
3 in the afternoon.
Daytime.
Yeah, it did. It looked daylight.
Really?
But they had their booth set up to where it was about the length of this room. It was blacked out curtains all the way around, and you could just barely see the little red dice bow target at the end of it. And like a 3D target was back there too. So you get on the regular scope for a crossbow.
I didn't even see a 3D target until.
Yeah, I didn't either. Yeah. So you get on the regular crossbow and you're looking like, I don't even know what I'm looking at back there. And then you jump over and it's like, oh, the whole room's lit up. It seriously looked like you turned on a bright LED mag light and just boom, everything was lit up.
So it's, and the only light was a small floor light in the corner of the booth. And so it's taking something and it's collecting, according to this guy, collecting all the light particles it possibly
In the environment.
That environment and sucking it into that scope.
So it's not using any sort of artificial light if you were to take it out and use it.
So according to them, would be legal because it's not artificial light. You're not illuminating anything for, like, if you were to use it right now, since it's not technically thermal season, you could go out right now and use this thing.
To coyote hunt,
if you could mount them on something efficient enough.
Right now, it's just a poacher's dream.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And the purpose
that's
of
where
it,
I got word right there.
Right?
That's a sticky
point. So, like,
point.
Texas,
it's a
you 15 can
minute.
Want,
it's
really?
15 minutes after last light. Yeah, I shot it 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
That's what worries me.
Yeah, Texas is still a free state, so you could use it in Texas and have a great time.
Yeah. What, can you shoot deer at night in Texas?
You can pretty much do whatever you want in Texas.
You can't shoot deer at night in Texas,
can you? I'm pretty sure you can.
Well, there wouldn't be no freaking deer left, though.
I don't think you can.
I don't know if you can.
I'm pretty
sure.
You can
definitely do hogs and coyotes and those type of critters.
I don't think you can shoot deer at night.
We'll find out.
I could Google it.
The way
someone's going to say something if they listen. So
talking to him, like, one of their selling points was it's
extends
to give you that full 30 minutes of shooting light.
Like,
if you're in the dark timber,
I get it.
It gives you that full 30 minutes of shooting light.
For
and another
for
hour
who
and
are
a half
on,
after
for
that.
Right.
Who
the
are
bad part is,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It gives the honest person your full hunting time.
But because I don't all the time.
And then some.
Bow hunting, there's multiple times I can't see anything in the timber.
Right.
So I climb down and I walk out.
And now,
like,
it's bright.
Shit.
You can see, yeah.
I still got like 10 more minutes. So I'll just sit on the edge of the timber.
Right. My brain,
until it gets dark.
Like, I wasn't thinking about it from deer hunting perspective.
Oh, no.
The first thing I thought was, oh, shit, this would be kind of cool.
We all did that.
I asked him. I said,
especially
well,
that
monocular rifle.
Or the scanner, basically, right?
Yeah.
Like, you almost wouldn't need our thermal scanners anymore.
Well, I mean, thermal scanners, you pick up.
That's true.
That's
true.
Yeah, you'd
still
be
beneficial. You'll pick up everything in the timber.
But the difference is these things are like $600.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to $3,000 for, you know, whatever you're buying. I mean, you can buy nicer scanners, whatever. But, like, I can definitely understand that. And I'm guessing they're working on one that can be mounted on a rifle.
It can be mounted, but it can't take the jolt.
So I spent some time talking to him and another guy who did a lot of R&D work on it. And I was like, okay, so
can I put it on?
And he goes, well, I've got it on a 17 HMR, and I've had it on a 22 mag. So I'm sort of like, okay, a bull barrel suppressed bolt 223 that you don't even feel it go off when you pull the trigger.
Right.
It's going to handle it. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's about all the time I want to spend on that thing.
Yeah. I could see some summertime
coyotes. There's
a lot of gray
areas with that.
There's going to be a... I'm not saying the hunting community has some pieces of shit in it, but the hunting community has some pieces of shit in it.
Oh, absolutely.
And
Well, just like the thing we shared yesterday today with Ty.
Yeah, Ty getting
this guy going out. He spotlighted a freaking monster deer.
High boy.
Yeah.
Also, F you.
Fuck high boy.
He'll eat five guys. Five guys is amazing. He'll go and drink grease.
Like, but high boy sucks.
I know he does.
Yeah.
All up in my mouth.
Now, this is getting weird. Kind of like the trip.
But high boy, oh, it's garbage, blah, blah, blah.
It is.
No,
straight
it's not.
Dog shit.
You are dog shit, dude.
I respect them for having some quality control.
Yeah.
And getting rid of that shit.
They said, we're going to get rid of these onion rings because our supplier isn't up to snuff. Five guys that just keep shoveling that shit in your mouth.
Is it pour some more grease on meat. It?
Fats flavor. I don't know what to tell
it's
you
also
about.
It's also garbage ETA. Meat.
No. High quality.
Oh, we turned off. See, he might even be a better Micah because he's trying to get us back on track too. Man, I'm telling you. I don't know, but anything else archery related that we can think of?
We didn't look any of the new bows and stuff because what's all? I mean,
I guess this is archery related. The Morel target, that new
the new target.
How's it called? The mod, the mod pro,
the mod pro. Say yeah. Mod pro.
Mod, yeah, the yeah. Mod pro.
Is that one thing. With the snake or whatever?
Oh god, I touched that snake. Did you see
I
that?
Saw it. You look like a little bitch when you did it.
Hey,
too.
At least he didn't even come near it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Somebody had to film,
dude. But the second time I went to touch it, the face came towards me. And I'm like, no, nope,
dude. Like, let that thing go. I was like, that thing's gonna take off. You better grab that thing.
So
we lost thousands of followers on that video, I guarantee you.
Because you guys are pussies.
Micah would have been like,
dude, it was going to get
give
a,
me that
it was,
thing.
That thing took off. It was going to get a 3D printed broadhead right in the dome.
My brother used to
no,
breed
wouldn't have ran like a bitch.
My brother used to breed
wow,
snakes.
He's brave.
Yeah. Anyways, they had the Mod Pro, which was not what the snake was for. The snake was for the boa, their new boa target.
What's the boa target?
I didn't even play with it, to be honest with you. We were so busy messing with the Mod Pro.
Yeah, the Mod Pro was pretty.
That was the one with the switchable.
You could
front.
Switch the faces.
There is seven different
at
faces.
At least.
And one of them's strictly for sighting in, and it's really cool.
One's totally tactical because of the grid system.
Where were you at? Were you not there?
I might have been looking at the big one.
I posted a video.
Yeah,
for that
it has a grid system.
You were
so
looking.
And then
also
has
the
lines.
Big foam one.
Oh,
because we were all walking and they doubled
this podcast
back.
Podcast got three conversations.
Yes, it does. But yeah, it's so Andy. Go ahead, tell them.
I was just saying that the Mod Pro, the one face first face scene was a tactical face and like a tuning face, to where it had your vertical and horizontal axis on it, but then it also had small grids, so you could walk back tune, and you had a straight line already on your target. And then, as you dialed in, got finer tuned. They had 1-inch squares, I believe. It was 1-inch.
Three different sizes.
No, the grid was the same size.
No, I'm saying,
but then
you
after
had
that,
squares and circles that were all three different sizes.
The grid was the same size.
Correct.
But then you could walk. Okay, I'm just like you would a shoot and see like rifle target.
Yeah.
I'm 1-inch by 1-inch off. Adjust your stuff, you know, type deal. And then yes, after that they had different. Size targets. They had
nice.
3-inch targets. One
and they had a game one. Remember the darts?
They have a couple games. Tic-tac-toe, darts.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of different ones. But
well, nice.
Here it is. I still have the video.
Yeah,
so
I
like you can.
I saw the video.
Yeah, see, Andy? I thought so. They got three different. So, they've got whatever size that square.
I wasn't talking about the targets on it. I was talking about the grid on it.
Oh, yeah. The grid is all the same size. And it's all like 1-inch.
That's what he said.
So you know
that,
too.
Said.
But then the squares,
said, right?
he's got what I was saying was he's got three different size circles and squares. So you can size in on that square and you can see what he was saying was you can see the edge of the square. And then you can fine tune to the next square and the next square so that you're dialed. Pretty cool.
Sounds like there's a fucking echo in here.
Well, it's because he's throwing
his
shit.
Andy just threw his whole setup.
And he lost his little thing.
Hey, that target had different size targets on it. It had circles and squares. Hey,
in my defense, I was talking to Austin when you were.
Whatever, man. All right. Anything else, archery?
Scent Thief, yeah.
Scent Thief is overall hunting.
That's hunting.
But we've talked about them before in the show.
I want to ask him and Pat about the smell test.
Their setup for that is absolutely spot on. Like, it is perfect marketing.
I would say it's the best demonstration that you could go through and think that the product is legitimate.
The only thing they should do is have a competitor's bottle sitting there and see if it does the same thing.
And, like, have it unmarked or something.
But there is no competitor.
But you know what I'm saying. I mean,
Scent Killer Gold's not the same thing. They're trying to eliminate bodily
odor. Right. They're trying
to
kill the odor.
Well, yeah.
Scent Thief is covering the constant odor.
It's blocking receptors.
Right.
Put my mic a little closer.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't want it to
put
hear me
put the tip closer to you. But
that's a good point. Different technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But wouldn't you say that's probably like the best demonstration you can possibly.
So what they do.
Yep.
I don't know if Austin, you can.
No, go ahead. I thought we were waiting on Pat to learn. I wasn't popping up. Man, so go ahead.
It is. I can't remember what he made, but it's like a.
It's like a stink bait.
It's a stink.
It was beaver castor oil.
Beaver castor oil. That's
it. It was an attractant for trapping, is what it was.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And he put that in a plastic bag, and it reeks.
God.
And they'll have you smell it.
They pass the plastic bag down the line. You smell it, and you about gag yourself.
It smells like.
And then he takes it and he squirts about three sprays of. Of Scent Thief in it, and he passes the bag back down the line. You've done it. Down the line, and you smell it again, and there is absolutely zero.
All you smell is the Scent Thief.
You smell whatever you get out of Scent Thief, which is another thing. Everyone smells something different out of Scent Thief.
Right.
And see, I thought they had an actual scent to it, and he goes, well, what do you think it smells like? And Andy's rattling off one thing, I'm rattling off another, Pat rattled off something else, and he goes, that's what it's designed to do.
Yeah.
Do you know why that is? He didn't say that. I don't know. I don't remember Russell saying that to us this year, but last year, what he explained it, the why you smell it as something different is because the first time you smell that, you might have something in your brain.
Yeah.
And your brain's going to smell that. Apparently, the human can only register so many scents in their brain before they lose another one. Like, I don't know, maybe.
Well, from now on,
couple
for me,
hundred,
menthol's always going to smell like scent.
And that's what kind of smells like to me. It smells
like sage.
Yeah.
Really?
And I don't smell that. And Andy, you smell like cedar.
Pine or cedar.
Pine or cedar type, yeah.
What did you smell? Do you kind of
Didn't you say remember? Persimmon or something like that?
No, it was like a mint.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's, I think, what it probably is designed to smell, something like that.
He mentioned something about a grape that they're they're whatever messed up and got grape in
grape,
there.
Grape scent, yeah.
They said they've tested it and actually tests really well.
Has anybody been using the body wash?
Since I've been home.
That's all I.
Yeah. Tate's going to get to use it tomorrow.
Nice.
He's starting to smell like a dog again. I'm going to eliminate that.
Ooh, that's a good
idea.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were full of shit with the whole scent thief.
Yeah, Pat's a big anti-scent killer. Yeah.
And then did the little test with him. Okay. You guys are right.
But here's the thing.
Might try it out this year.
Yes.
We're not going to stop hunting the right way, right? The wind. But why wouldn't you put another feather in your cap? Like another possibility so that if you do get busted, you maybe earn yourself 10 more seconds.
Right.
Or when it's coyote hunting related, you earn yourself another 12 yards so you can get a shot off.
Decoy dog season, I'm going to throw caution to the wind a couple times just to see what happens.
See what happens.
Just like, whatever.
And I did that deer hunting this year, and I had those four does for almost an hour.
Well. I did it intentionally on purpose, but the wafer above me sprayed down, and I had does 20 yards straight downwind.
Yeah, didn't give two shits.
Yeah, Owen's 10-point that he killed, it didn't. Five deer walked right down through our scent cone at 40 yards.
Austin's been pouring Scent Thief in a rubber glove and hanging
it. When you forget the wafer, you find a way to use
it. Make it happen.
Like those rubber, they're rubber coated.
The Flex Fit gloves are anti-cut and stuff. Yeah.
For like a lot of mechanics wear them.
Yeah. I keep them because I got dozens of them through work. So I just take them, throw them in my pack because if I get them disgusting, I don't care.
Right.
So,
but yeah, it
I'm a believer.
That demonstration.
I like it.
I was just curious what you guys thought of it. Cause
I was skeptical as shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will.
You leave there a believer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And everybody there.
They're just terrific.
They're good people.
Yeah, they're good folks.
It was Jacob and Lauren were their names.
Yeah, and then Russell is the original founder.
We didn't talk to Jacob's dad. And that's the other only like main guy we didn't really get to visit with. We talked to Jacob and Lauren and Russell.
Yep. But it was cool. Trying to think what else. There was all kinds of shit that I like sort of played with. I kind of wanted to ride a bike.
I was very disappointed that we didn't ride bikes.
Who was it that was like, I just want to ride the thing and just
that was me. I was just going to keep on going. I wasn't going to stop.
Well, last year there was somebody that wrecked.
Somebody stole a bike last year. Somebody rode off with one.
They're over Baku. By Athlon.
Baku bike. Yeah. Because the Badlands guys were giving away free tattoos. Legitimate, like free legit Badlands.
There's a Badlands tattoo artist.
Yep.
Are you serious? Yeah,
you pick from four designs. You can get the Badlands logo tattooed on your body.
That's dedication right there.
And I guess like as a promotional deal, they had the Baku bike sitting over there, and they said they did it last year, and someone after hours took off with a bike.
Oh, wow.
Stole it.
Yeah. He said, so this goes back to them every night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it.
One thing I'm a little pissed off I didn't do, me and Andy got up in it. I've got that Landmark Blind by River's Edge put up. That's pretty damn sweet. We got up inside of it. I'm like, damn, this is – you could put three people in there comfortably.
It was stable, and it was – once you got in there, that material is super nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. And, like, there's a floor, and I'm assuming that's part of it.
It's the metal floor.
I might need to get me one of those.
And it's meant to keep out because that material's – I can't remember what – it's like a rubber
– Yeah, it's like – it's almost like a vinyl. Tent.
It's like a rubber vinyl.
Like a – you're not canvas, but it's like solid build like that. Yeah. Like it's made to stay outside.
Like it's signed material. Like,
yeah.
It'd be like a woven vinyl.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Yeah, it's made to stay out. And I don't know how – I'm curious once like I put it together.
How heavy it is.
How heavy the actual – the blind is itself, not the stand.
I bet you it's not.
I bet it's not.
But do you think it's probably not something that can stay out year-round, though?
It's designed to.
It's advertised as one that you could.
But if it's light enough, I'd probably take it down.
I would leave the blind up and just take the cover off.
If I could, yeah. Right.
Because there's no way.
Like wind and stuff would be the only thing I would worry about.
Hell, you get a bad thunderstorm and tree limbs start falling, they're going to start gouging holes in it.
Well, that and you think of the weight of like snow and ice we have right now.
Right.
Do you want that on there? I don't know.
Yeah. But I'm a little like, damn, I should have had that out.
Over the River's Edge.
That's pretty nice. Yep. But that's all the stuff I can think of. Like, I saved cards that I
had. I mean, we stopped by the Fox Pro booth, and you know, those are great guys there. We talked to Andrew for a while.
Collins there?
No, he was not.
No.
Neither was Big Al.
None of their hunters necessarily were there.
Their pro staff.
The Dillons were there, the owners. I mean, the nice guys. Talked to Zach for a while. He was on John Collins' podcast, that Fox Row podcast.
Was he?
Him and Corey and John went on a hunt. But they actually discontinued the
X-Wave. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That was their big one, right? Like the big
one. It's a shockwave on
steroids.
That's
the 360.
Yeah. Well, that's the new
one. No, I'm talking the X-Wave.
It's the shockwave, but it's just longer.
Yeah. Bigger.
They discontinued that because I was kind of looking for it because I've never seen one of those in person.
Yeah.
But they had all the other ones out there. It was cool to see that remote that goes with the X48 and the 360 with the weight, the scale on it. I thought that was pretty sweet.
Yeah, that was not good for me to see again.
You were eyeballing those lights pretty hard there for the.
Oh, yeah.
Their lights are pretty slick.
Oh, they have the mud lights or whatever?
I'm going to end up with those.
Dude, their headlamps are badass, too.
Yeah. Are they?
Like, I started playing with it, and you can take an inch and a half by inch and a half square of LED and zoom that sucker for
the way to flood.
Yeah.
It went from flood to spotlight and you just turned
it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So there's some really cool stuff that they had, obviously.
Red and green.
Yeah.
I think it had red and green.
Yeah, because you could turn a dial and change filters on it.
So the big spotlight had red, green, white, and then the other one
You're talking about the light bar, right?
No. There's a bigger one, and then there's a headlamp. Yeah. There are two different ones.
Because I'm a big fan of like the green light on headlamps.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Like I don't know why.
Yeah, like walking in or whatever.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty nice. Sweet.
No, they're bow fishing lights. They might end up on a boat
because they go all the way from amber to bright white.
You can adjust for the clarity of your water. You can adjust the I don't know what they'd be called.
There's two different adjustments.
Wattage.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. How bright they are, then the coloration, that amber to white, you can adjust those.
And I got to play with, and I don't know what it's called, but the X-Jack or the Fox-Jack, whichever.
Yeah.
On the X-24, which is what I currently have, and I don't have the...
a decoy?
Decoy. I have a Mojo decoy, but that freaking thing is...
It's big.
Dude, it's as big as his cup.
It's easy to leave... Like, it's easy for the button to get pushed on it and your batteries to be dead.
Right.
Because that's happened to me a lot.
But what I didn't love about the Fox Jack on my Shockwave was it made my Shockwave bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And then it didn't fit into my bag as easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, this folds down, and I don't think it makes the footprint of that X24 much bigger than it already is.
It's going to make it about an inch and a half wider.
And I think
wider.
That's fine for the pack.
Yeah.
And so I might get that.
Yeah.
Because... I have not used a decoy in a while, but...
I'm not huge on them.
Well, you were using one when you killed that one with your son, and I think that's probably what bought you some time to kill it.
Maybe.
Because, yeah. You know, Lawson was probably, like, excited and maybe moving.
Maybe.
So, there's times where I think they're beneficial here.
I think they come in real handy for bobcats and stuff like that.
You have to have it for a cat, yeah.
Like, as far as coyotes went, I went to the live decoy, I just kind of gave up on packing something else extra. Just. Right.
I hear you.
Nice. Anything else?
This.
Perfect kill shot documentary. What is that?
Well, we're still not sure. We're thinking about having on the show sometime, but it's called The Anatomy of a Hunter, I think.
Or just no, it's
Anatomy Hunter.
Hunter. Yeah.
So the guy's, he's trying to do a project.
You can read it.
I don't want to say it's a documentary or whatever it is, but he wants people to film hunts and record, and not necessarily like come show your trophy picture afterwards. But he wants the film of the hunt. He wants you to show the entrance, exit, the arrow after the fact. And then if you dissect that deer, like what it looked like inside, what it caught. He's trying to look at the true like shot placement angles and then like how quick to dispatch the deer. Is a heart shot the best shot actually, or is it... double lung, is it, you know, to get double lung, where do you need to enter the deer, what angle, what, you know.
Yeah. And he showed some stuff, like he had a bear.
They gave, what was it, four different shots?
Yeah,
they had
yeah.
us watch, and they had you guess, was it a fatal shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like with the bear, we're looking at an actual bear, where you think its heart would be after being a deer hunter,
mm-hmm.
versus where it's at, it was off by the good size of the heart.
Yeah.
I mean, right. Granted, lungs are right there. You double lung it if you don't hit it in the heart.
Right.
But it was just odd. Like, I never really thought of it in that way.
I was just going to say, those four videos, I was the only one to get them all correct.
Yeah, you did great. I went 50%, I think.
I was going to be 3 for 4, but then I changed my answer.
I missed the one. I thought all of them died, and that one deer obviously did not, but... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the one that they really would have liked to have died.
Yeah, the biggest deer on there, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was kind of cool, so we might have him on a show, because that seems like it would be an interesting...
And what's crazy is you could see, they had the video of the deer alive after it was shot.
Yeah.
You could see the broadhead mark on it.
Oh,
it
really?
Went through, like, you know that shoulder gap you think you want to hit? Like, if it was to step forward, and it went through there, but it went so far forward that it missed everything.
The deer's torso went from... 90 so degrees like to the brisket, earth to 45.
Like really,
so it just
like
it
really
threaded right up
back
the deer.
Right up out something.
Do what?
Like a really far back brisket or something like that?
No, like
oh,
it,
no, like
it, would,
oh,
it went yeah. through the shoulder.
Yeah.
Underneath. Well, it didn't go through the shoulder. It went on the outside of the shoulder blade under the skin and came in about perfect, but the deer turned its body. It
came out high above the
yes,
mm-hmm. shoulder.
So it like came out.
Because the deer like rolled.
Yeah.
I guess it rolled this way.
You know when they go like to jump and they plant their feet and push away?
Yeah.
So it went like in and up and out.
Yeah.
Huh.
It missed everything.
I think I've seen that video actually. Kind of a...
It was a badass deer. Well, it was a good deer.
It was a decent deer.
Yeah, it was a good deer. It had an interesting rack if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it was... I mean, scoreable-wise,
like,
I wouldn't say
like
it was comparable.
It was
a
very, like, interesting,
it wasn't
whitetail,
though, was it?
I thought it was an axis.
It was an axis deer, I thought.
That's right. Yeah, that's what
was
I thought.
It?
Yeah.
I thought it was an axis.
My memory's not so that great,
spotted.
So I could be completely wrong.
Huh?
It was spotted?
I don't remember.
That would be a fawn.
I was
axis deer
know.
Spotted, I'm sure.
New
Mike had got it.
New Mike
had got it.
I don't think it was a whitetail. I'll put it that way.
That's about all the products. We did get to talk to our buddy Greg.
Yeah, Greg was there. Greg Gleisinger. God, I'm gonna mess up his name forever.
It's a little bit difficult.
Yeah. Austin.
Excuse me, sir.
Who are you?
Who the fuck are you? That's not exactly how it went. But we sat there and we're talking to him. I'm like, man, I can't see his credentials. I don't know, Greg, the name.
Greg, get with me. And I feel like that's exactly what Austin did. So
it's like, sir, I don't mean to be rude, but what do you do? I didn't know if he was a podcast guy or what. And then when he told me, I was like, oh, okay. And of course, Nate, and oh my God, you don't know who he is. He was just
on
the show.
Did you see, though, like as soon as he asked, Greg was like, I'm kidding.
No, Greg was cool as hell.
He was getting ready to swing, and then Terry Drury walked up.
No, he was cool.
That was my – I mean, that was honestly that's maybe the highlight of – we got to talk to Terry Drury and Greg for like 45 minutes.
Yeah, we talked to Greg for over an hour.
And his head is the biggest fucking head in here of all people.
My hat size finally shrunk. But listen, let's be honest. If Terry Drury fist bumped you and told you you were a badass for killing 51 coyotes during the daytime in a year,
oh, I'd be fully erect.
Like
100%.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, we just became best friends.
Did we just become best friends? Yep.
No, that's cool.
No, man. That was cool. We didn't really. Like, I met Melissa Bachman for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Because I thought that was her, but that was about it. I don't remember meeting anybody else, really.
Andy and I about ran into Tim Wells. I
shoved him to the ground and he's walking in my way.
Watch out, man.
Aren't you the one that kind of bitched out and didn't say hi to him or something? Or
Austin's like, hey, that was Tim Wells. Like, oh, that guy? He's like, yeah, you need to go talk to him. I'm like, oh, man.
He's already gone. He's that way.
He's too far away now.
Was that day two?
Yeah.
I was done.
My feet were hurting. I was tired of walking around. Yeah.
We had lunch with two different sets of people that regretted sitting at the same table as us.
I know shit.
Oh, they got a show. They had fun.
We had, what was that, two dudes from Wichita, bow shop
the first day. The first day.
And then dudes from another bow shop in Michigan the second day, I think.
Yeah, you went straight dad mode, Andy. You kind of took the fun out of it, so I doubled down.
He was like, you guys are embarrassing. You guys are just embarrassing.
I'm like, sorry I had table etiquette.
Professional.
You should know better.
Any other time I would agree with you, Andy, but really, I mean, you got to know your audience because those guys didn't know us from Adam. And, why not act like idiots and make them laugh?
Having fun.
Somebody had that manners.
Oh, right. Saw Jim Mesh. Jim Mesh with the 363 Hunt Club. John V. Mesh Memorial Scholarship Fund.
Yeah, he was everywhere.
He was.
Like we saw him like 15 times. So,
and he's always just working it, you know, always sweating. I love it.
I mean, the biggest probably celebrities of the trip that we
was us.
See. Well, I was going to say Andrew Muntz, but
no, we saw Michael Waddell and Nick Munt.
Hey, I did shake Michael Waddell's hand. Dude, I forgot.
I did
about
not
that.
Expect dude. Those guys to be that tall.
Michael Waddell. Yeah,
I thought Michael Waddell was short.
He's
a big dude. I saw him last year.
Way taller than I expected.
Nate fanboyed the hell out, and we had left the room.
I walked back in.
And Michael Waddell was on the phone as we leave. He goes, I'll call you later. All right, bye.
On the phone.
All of a sudden, I look back and Nate's running back into the room.
He my God,
he looked like a group, like a groupie at a Morgan Wallen concert. Oh my God, I love you.
Security carried him out of the room and they shut the door.
That sounds
okay. The last part didn't happen, but
none of it did.
It'd be cooler if it did.
Of course, we saw the working class bow hunter guys for a little while. Yeah,
talked to Kurt for a while.
But yeah, Andrew and Paul were there too.
Yeah.
They got us into a power dinner.
Yeah, I felt important.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
I appreciate that, Andrew. Thanks.
I would like to know what that meant.
I think we're supposed to be networking and we just sat there.
You guys just sat there and drank and I was like, are we ready to go back to the hotel?
I mean, I networked more than all y'all. I walked over and introduced myself to a guy.
Austin's watching the Chili Bowl.
Yeah, a guy was watching the Chili Bowl. I was like, heck yeah, we're going to sit down.
Would you like to know what the Chili Bowl is? There was a professional race car driver.
Oh, it was Jeb Burton. Yeah.
Jeb Burton.
Ward Burton's son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what the Chili Bowl is.
We were watching Fast and Left.
Yeah. You go Fast and Left.
Yeah, my boss, he goes down there every year, and every year he comes back, they're sicker than a dog.
Uh-huh, Chili Bowl flu.
All of them.
Yep. You breathe them fumes for that many days, you're going to be sick.
Yeah, no thanks.
Oh, so the boss can take off, but not you, huh?
That was the same weekend, so yeah.
When you're the owner and you got 1 foot out the door of retirement, you can do whatever you want, pretty much.
You get out there and you go fast and you go left.
And you fill that propane tank.
Yeah.
Now, Micah, get your ass back there and fill that propane.
Yep. Hey, listen, everything worked out great.
Yeah. First thing we say, I'm like, hey, now we've done ATA for 2 years. We really want to go to SHOT Show next year. We've got our sights on it. We've got our sights to flying out to Vegas. We're talking to our wives. First thing Micah says, I'm out.
Pretty much, hey, just buy Micah a ticket. Everything be fine.
Yeah.
We got it taken care of.
I think TSA might have a little bigger problem with you being Micah than.
Okay, well, don't buy him that ticket.
You don't have a micro penis.
Wow, this got weird.
I don't remember like a whole lot else, honestly. I mean, we got met some cool people, hung out with each other and stuff. Where'd we go to? So we had the power dinner the first night. We got Taco Bell on the way
home.
What was it
like sharing that king size bed all four of y'all?
Oh, we didn't.
Was that weird?
No.
What happened was.
I spent more money on a hotel room than I have ever had in my life.
Is it very expensive?
We ended up getting two hotel rooms.
Okay.
Average amount.
Yeah. Who roomed with who?
Me and Andy and them two.
Me and Pat. Everyone always says Pat snores really loud. I didn't hear a thing. So
you must have been drunk.
No, I wasn't. I think I was, well, me and Nate were probably the most sober ones.
Well, I didn't drink at
all.
Well,
I know Nate was sober.
That's probably pretty positive.
Yeah.
I was sober.
I was totally sober.
you were having some fun.
Cut loose a little bit, huh? Nothing wrong with that.
If we would have stayed out
Andy
much
was
longer,
drunk by the time we got there.
It was
going to
go one way real fast.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it's a good thing we went to bed.
Really?
Yeah.
So Thursday night we hung out. Like I said, we went to that power dinner, and then we went and hung out with our Weber folks, who apparently that weren't even their hotel. They made us walk all the way over there.
Well,
they were
in an Airbnb down the street.
So they probably just went there for the bus. They probably just went to the bar.
Well, it was like a sky bar. It was pretty cool.
Which
what was it called? Hilton?
What? This fucking Hilton bar closes at 11:30.
Yeah. Did it close? Is that why everybody?
Yeah, I think they just got sick of everybody and kicked everyone out. Because we went back and
hotel
we ended up
bars,
at the hotel bar at the Marriott.
Yeah. So. And then Friday we left at what time we leave Friday? You think
4:30, 5:00?
Yeah. 4:35.
The storm. Yeah. So there was a pretty bad storm that was starting on the west side of the state, heading our way. And wives got a little nervous that we were.
Well, we didn't have any problems rolling.
It was
it really wasn't
decent.
That big a deal.
I mean, you could see a little bit of snow blowing around on the highway.
When we first left, we were like, "Oh fuck, this is gonna suck."
I mean, well, Nate was driving, so I closed my eyes, and
it was cold and windy. So I mean, that stuff just kind of blew off the highways, really.
Yeah.
Back roads were crap.
We saw Tristan Williams.
Yeah, we did get there for a little while.
Yeah,
Tristan Williams.
Nice.
You keep thinking about it. You keep remembering people you saw.
Which I know me and Pat knew him, but Chris Doak, I mean, we haven't seen him since college, but his dad.
Oh, Driftwood.
Dogwood.
Dogwood.
That's right.
Which is right down the road from
there in Warrensburg.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to do a show about pew-pews.
Yeah.
What do they do?
Pew-pews.
They do ammunition.
Yeah.
Like
that's his
they
big
do,
thing.
They load ammo.
Okay.
Yeah.
They also have like a storefront.
Their storefront and
so
the heat,
outdoor stuff.
Ammo guy.
Oh, nice. For sure.
Pretty cool.
Some super secret stuff I'll tell you later.
Ooh, I like it. So
super secret? Do super I not secret. Know the secret?
No.
Okay, cool.
Not allowed to tell you.
Anything else we want to cover?
I think that's it. ATA was fun.
Let's put a cap on it.
We were basically... Did you guys ever feel, like, weird about stuff there, though?
No.
Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of felt like everywhere we went, people were like, oh, my God, there they are.
Shut up.
No.
Stop.
That definitely did not happen.
I'm pretty sure it's more like, who the hell are those guys?
That sounds more accurate.
It was good. It was good.
We were literally told you're not supposed to be here, so I feel like
that's awesome. Well, good. Glad you guys had fun.
It was nice.
Yeah.
That's it.
Alrighty. Well, let's put a cap on it.
New Micah. I appreciate you going.
Hey, I'm glad.
Pat, I'm glad you got to go.
Yeah, like the ugly girl threesome, I was just happy to be there.
To be 100% honest, it's awesome to have the support of you two guys, you know, for the show. And, I mean, to take your time out of 2 days out of your time to come down with us, you know, that was pretty fun. So, we do thank you.
It was a vacation for us. We went to go have a good time.
I didn't have to work.
Yeah.
We were trying to pay for their food, though, and they're like, I got this. I'm like, fuck you. We're paying for this. You know,
I
come on now.
Wait a minute. You didn't talk that with me.
What?
I'm just kidding.
There's a limit.
Yeah. You went back to the buffet for the third fucking time, and I was like, you're done. Okay.
It was a buffet.
They don't charge you each trip.
I thought it was per pound. Yeah.
All right.
See you, boys.
See you.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.